Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Your boy Mike now. The game version one. The best game show on radio. Let's get it.
Your time is up. His time is now. You can't see him. His time is now. Your boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now. The game be one. Yeah, his time is now. Your time is up. His time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. The ball might knock, yeah, he's shining now. Yo, the game be one, yeah, yo, time is now.
Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. The game version one on your speaker, so here we go. Mike Knox, the triple X hardcore host with the most of the explosives, most electrifying coast to coast. Get ready for sports, entertainment, and all that. If you don't like the way he brag, you can really fall back. Confidence is what you call that. Every Saturday from 6 to 7, you know that it's on black. World order, belt business, so heavenly. So if you don't like it, you should listen anyway. From wrestling to sports to the movies, you name it, yo. Mike Knox, the best damn show on the radio.
And we are live, people. 10 damn strong-ass years, baby. BDSR Network is here. The hour of power in sports. Perfect Plex Talk Radio. Soul in sports. It doesn't matter. You have been a part of it in 10 years. We have been here from the beginning, people. And it is time to do what we like to do best on this program, on this network, and that is talk professional wrestling, people. My name is Mike Knox, and indeed, I spell my name with three X's. Because like 10 years worth of podcasts, damn it, you don't even got 10 episodes. I am hardcore, people. The road to WrestleMania is close. And we've got to stop by Fastlane. And we're going to go there. And we're going to talk. Why do fans hate Ronda Rousey? Where's the respect for Ronda Rousey? Is this really the last for the Shield? Does this road get any clearer tonight? Who wins and who loses? 10 years talking tonight. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. And people, when I tell you we have a plethora of things on the program tonight, well, people, let's just say we have a plethora. You don't believe me?
Jobs!
Let's get it started, people. 347-637-3859. And also follow me live on Twitter, Instagram, wherever social media is sold by my namesake. I am loud. I speak loud. And fellas, if you don't make it go, that ain't my fault. Ask your woman what's going on with you, people. But welcome to the show, the pros, icons, and ayatollahs of rock and rollers. Listen to. And today I'm joined by no other than one of my longest running co-hosts of all time, the host of No Foul Play. He's getting married soon, so he's been out in Bogota doing all kind of things they do in Bogota. Welcome back to the program, Hugo.
What's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Hugo?
Not much, man. Just here relaxing on a, you know, on a Sunday. I went to the gym, got my gains on. Now, ready to talk some wrestling with you, man.
Right now, watching this Sixers. Look, Embiid, up and under, didn't work no better. But also join me for the program. He is one half of the Impact Players. Right here on BDSR Network. The Soul in Sports going on to do bigger and good things in New York, New York. Welcome back, Spotface. What's going on?
It's me. It's me. Live from the VIP. What's going on, brother? How you been, man? 10 years? 10 years?
10 years.
Ten times. Wow. Can't believe we did that.
Yeah,
yeah. Congratulations, man.
Man, thank you. Thank everybody who listened, joined a part of it, became a part of it. All inclusive. I appreciate everybody joining. Also joining me today, okay, one of the most influential people in my life, maybe not yours. You don't know him like I know him, but he's here. Delaware's finest, Dice on them streets. What's going on, Dice man?
Oh, my brother. 10 years. Congratulations. You know, I wouldn't miss it, so I am here for you. This is all for you, my brother.
He was probably asleep. I know the alarm woke me up. I know that's for sure. But people, tonight we have WWE Fastlane. And you know, let's just be real. Let's keep it honest. Let's keep it funky. It ain't been the greatest road on the road to WrestleMania, but hopefully the road gets a little clearer tonight. So I want to discuss, of course, what's going to happen tonight. We got Ronda Rousey. We got this kind of a card, to be honest with you guys, right, that has kind of been makeshift kind of thrown together. You figure you got two pay-per-views squeezed in between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. We would hope we would get more out of this than what we received. And we haven't in some areas. Some people think we have. Some people say we have not. But I know one thing that I have loved, and that has been Ronda Rowdy Rousey. I have liked her from the second she stepped foot into the WWE. This has something to do with her past defaults, if you will, so to speak, in other federations. As she left UFC a battered woman. But before she was this battered woman by two other, you know, it's what Rocky say in Rocky, what happens, time, get your father time. Well, she was one of the pioneers of MMA for women and what she was doing. Women were not ready for. She was beating bitches in Instagrams. And this is before Instagram had a minute and 30, 2 minutes, whatever they give you now. When it was 15 seconds, she was beating chicks. So for anybody to disrespect this woman or think this woman can't do something, well, she had kind of a message for you.
And it wasn't a promo. They gave me other things to say. I didn't fucking say it. That's the thing. It's not a fucking promo. It's not an act. I'm not going out there and doing their fucking act anymore. They can say it's part of the act to kind of try to save face to everybody else, but it's not an act. I'm going out there. I'm doing whatever the hell I want, and they can explain it away however they want, but fuck them. Everybody, WWE Universe included. I meant that I'm going to disrespect the sport that they all love so much. Oh, don't break kayfabe, Ronda. Wrestling's scripted. It's made up. It's not real. None of those bitches can fucking touch me.
Now, she had a lot to say there. Some people have taken it to heart. Like, how dare her come out, say these things? How dare her come out and put this negative shadow on this sport? Well, let me just throw some things out there. First of all, one thing she said is this isn't fucking scripted. Well, this shit is fucking scripted. What she said may not have been fucking scripted, but they gave her every bit of permission, if you will, to say these things. It's just what it is. She's getting paid multiple millions of dollars. If she wouldn't, or if she would come out and say these kind of things without the company's permission, by now would have heard TMZ had that WWE had a lawsuit against her and she was indefinitely suspended. But that's not the case. That's a storyline. So because I know, you should know, and everybody else should know that this is storyline, I thought this was absolutely fucking brilliant. Because if this had been 20 years ago, and this was Ken Shamrock, friend of the program, we had him on this program two or three times, just so everybody know, in 10 years, we've had Ken Shamrock on here. If Ken Shamrock would have said that, fans would have loved it. If Kurt Angle would have said that, fans would have loved it. If Brock Lesnar did say these things, and people still, and he still is the biggest draw that's in that company also. So I have no problem with Ronda's rant, what she had to say. I think it was time. I think it's perfect for her character. And they wasn't. See, they were trying to make her a baby face, which the crowd eventually started to turn. But now all of a sudden, like wrestling fans, we are like a moth to a flame. When we like something, we have to just ride the shit till the wheels fall off. There is this the man Becky Lynch thing. And as she had to say it, damn the man and screw the woo. I'm kicking all you bitches' asses. I thought it was perfect. I loved it. Let me get your take, starting with you, Spot.
As a former wrestler myself, you know I don't like that word fake.
Mm-hmm.
Because she tweeted that it was fake.
Yeah, bad terminology.
She tweeted it was fake. So, and my problem with that is it affects every performer in the back. I don't care what it does for your storyline. I doesn't care what it does for your mentions, your hashtags, and all of that. You affect every performer in the back in that company and across the globe when you say wrestling is fake, because that means every move is fake. That means when Becky Lynch makes her tap out to the disarm her, it's fake. So using that terminology demoralizes the product. Yeah, you might get mentioned and your tweets go up and you get retweeted. And yeah, Ronda, you're a big deal in a scripted sport. But saying it's fake is disheartening. That's my problem. Not to mention, she's a wrestling fan. And if Roddy Piper was here, he would have told her about her stuff.
Well, here's the thing.
Things you don't do.
Well, we don't know technically where it came from, right? But rumors are what they are, and they're saying this is something that Heyman gave her to say. So, or coached her through saying this. And that's just the obvious one anybody would come up with. That's what everybody wants. Everybody wants Heyman to be the one to help her along and think that Heyman can be the one to actually help her along. Very good takes on those things and some things I didn't, consider in affecting everybody else in the back and not just her storyline. But I believe other than saying the word fake, which I'm with you, I hate that as a wrestling fan. I will say anything but the F word when it comes to wrestling. Because it's not fake. It's scripted. It's completely different. Other than that one, anything else you had a problem with besides her using that word? If not that word being used, is this not, like, awesome?
It would be awesome. You know, like I said, it already turns it negative when you use that word. You know, I remember back in the day, WWE had get the F out. Well, Ronda, kudos, get the F out. You know, let's recycle that like we do in Stone Cold Becky Lynch. I need Becky's new T-shirt to be Ronda, get the F out. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I had no problem with it. We know that Heyman is coaching her, whoever else in the back is working with her. And she comes off more genuine that way. I love the video with her getting her hair done and the guy doing her hair. That's who she is. That's what she should have been doing. But Vince don't know how to create stars, so he does what he does best. Capitalizes on somebody else's stardom and success. So it works to the degree, but that word just turned me off.
I like that. I'm going to go back to that, what you said right there. Vince can no longer create stars. Dice Man, your take on that and the Ronda Rousey thing, and if you have anything to pick it back off of what Spot had to say. 10 years, damn it. 10 years. Keep going.
I didn't think of it that way, and now the fact that he uses that aspect of, you know, fake, how much my opinion kind of changes.
Wait.
But
sways, right?
I think that it's – honestly, I think that it's great. For the simple fact of one point or another, WWE tries to do a chess match between is it real, is it not. And at this point, fans don't believe anything, period. So this is something that they need fans to basically do what we're doing, debate about it, talk about it. Is it real? Is it fake? I mean, did somebody tell her to do this? Or, like, you know, that has to have – this is one of the things that really made me actually believe it could not be, you know, it might be something that's actually real, but she's under contract. There's no way that she's going to do this. It's just not something that she's going to do. So, yeah, I think that she absolutely has the permission. I think that them giving her the permission, it was a great, bold idea because they need something. They need more gasoline to this fire for this match at WrestleMania. And I think that it was perfect, but I also think that the timing of it was wrong. Imagine if she came with this timing when she would debut.
Yeah,
imagine how much more heat she would have coming into the company,
but
with
blind
that
tag
promo.
You know, they didn't want that. They couldn't have that. And this is the reason why. I mean, they tried everything to make her face. And for the first, half part of her stay here, but she's been here a year, right? So let's say about 9 months, fans have not liked Ronda Rousey. They only cheered her during the WrestleMania match because they were surprised of how she performed. Right, but I hear week in and week out. You know, you hear it as well. Some of you guys, you ain't gonna hear it. You either got fans that like Ronda Rousey and the promo she's giving and the performance she's giving, or you have fans that don't like the performances that she's giving and the promos that she's giving. Which side of the street you stay on? I'm on the side of I think Ronda's extraordinary, very good in the sport right now for such a short period of time. And besides dropping the get the F out word fake, I think she's done everything perfect.
I think she's everything that you would want. She came in with her own persona and star power, right? And obviously she wasn't a wrestler, but she's taken her lickings. And what the match where when she got beat with the kendo stick, we call that her initiation. I mean that the way like everything that I've seen from her, I can't say you know, it's been bad. Her progress has been bad because it's been steady. You know, it's not been stagnant. It's been steady, and that's all you want in any type of person that you see potential in making more money. So me, I like the development. I think the development could have been a little bit faster, but for somebody who's just now getting into business, really, and she's like, what, 31, 32, something like that, she's picking it up pretty well. So I think that what they have her as right now, if they could have started with that or gave this to her maybe 6 months ago, I think it would be a much better – I think she'd have a lot more heat. But I'm fine with it right now.
The timing of it. Hugo, your take.
It wasn't gradual.
No, it wasn't gradual. It was definitely
and
out of nowhere.
And that's the problem. Wrestling is storyline, and it wasn't gradual.
Well, hold on. I beg to differ slightly. The last few weeks, that has been hinted towards that happening.
What I mean by gradual is die, Rocky, die.
Right. Well, that wasn't
it
gradual.
No. Listen, die, Rocky, die led to him joining the Nation, which led him joining... It graduated.
They ain't got time for that. They're trying to sell WrestleMania. Although WrestleMania sells itself, they still got to sell WrestleMania. Right?
And so that's the problem. Why my previous statement, Vince don't create stars. WrestleMania sells itself, but we're not really caring that much, now are we? And it's in my backyard again this year. And New York is kind of quiet for Mania right now. Check the sales. I'm just being honest.
Applauding everything you said but the sales. I will guarantee you that thing is still 90% sold out at
check
the time.
Or
more. I'm talking about as far as when WrestleMania hits.
Of course not. But what I'm
it's
saying is WrestleMania used to be a sold out thing instantly.
Right.
And it's in a major market.
You're right. But we're also looking at arenas that were the Madison Square Garden or, you know, the FU Center in Philadelphia, regular stadiums would be sold at this point. They've sold that out. They've already sold 30,000, 40,000 tickets.
We 4 weeks 30. Away, though, because it's the 7th. So we less than a month away.
Right. So I will never diss them or get on them for their sales, because when it comes to the bottom line, they're going to sell. Hugo, your take.
Spot say saying is that the sales aren't the greatest right now. But then again, they've been down really. If you really think about it, remember, they used to be sold out back in the 90s and the 2000s. So I agree with Mike when it comes to saying that they'll sell out as long as – Mike, I think you're being generous with 90%. I say at this point maybe 80, 85.
I'm talking about the day when Mania
hits
on the WrestleMania
Sunday.
Right,
right. That's what
I'm saying. Don't be the Shane Douglas kind of guy that goes, oh, yeah, them motherfuckers don't even sell out. Bitch, they sold 75,000 seats.
No.
What the fuck?
I would say by bell time, absolutely. That thing will be, you know, out of capacity. But I think now, if you're talking about it right now, between 80-85%, they're in pace, obviously, of selling out.
People are still waiting to see what's going on, but it's going to happen. And again, and also
the worst part
is, Mania is not what it was to the American fans no more either. I give it that much. A lot of the people that come in and
more overseas,
international, those guys are coming in droves from overseas
right
now.
Right.
That to me was kind of ruined. The Raws after Mania and so forth. Real fast though, your take on the Ronda Rousey situation
I'm just gonna say, I mean, I think Ronda Rousey has progressed dramatically from when she first started. I personally thought when she obviously first came in as a, you know, as a baby face. I think it fit her good, the fact that she went in there with Triple H and Stephanie McMahon to kind of like give her that rub of, oh, you know, that, you know, she's here for the fans after, you know, her devastating loss in the UFC finally came up and just progressing herself as a top face. But obviously, the intensity was always there, though, Mike, in my opinion. You know what I mean? The intensity of, you know, how she conducted herself match after match, how she's progressed. Obviously, you knew that Lioness was going to come out. You know what I mean? So it was. I personally think that it was positioned well. I do agree with Spot. The word fake, we haven't even used that word in God knows how long, to be honest with you. I mean,
no,
you know, barely anyone actually.
Because you're wrestling fans. You know everything to say but that word.
Right. So,
and that's the friend of yours, like, are you still watching that? Yeah, I am, but it's not what you said it is.
And they say, well, it's fake. Well, no, it's not. It's scripted, because at the end of the day, you can get damn well hurt out there. You know what I mean?
You watch Love and Hip Hop. That's scripted too.
But really quick, Mike, really quick, because I know you got to get to the next. I was very impressed, though, which kind of, I was kind of like, when it comes to Charlotte, that even on Twitter, Charlotte went, you know, haywire, basically, what Ronda Rousey said. But Becky Lynch was very quiet about what she said. You know what I mean? And what I loved about Charlotte that I know, even then, I know deep inside Ronda Rousey had heard when she said, we know that you're not the woman anymore, that you've already been beat twice in the UFC. That's kind of like a knee to the balls, man, to be honest with you. I thought that was clever. I thought that was great. It's definitely going to be great for TV. I just love the exchange between Ronda and Charlotte. I just wish Becky would actually get a little bit more involved, since this whole storyline is really around Becky Lynch.
Yeah, and winning the title at Mania. Absolutely.
And that's my problem. And that's my problem. We're talking about Ronda Rousey, and we know who's supposed to be the star in this situation.
But this is where the argument lies with some people, and I'm one of the people that, and that's who you are. You know who you're talking to, Mike Knox, okay, that lies on the side. I like Becky. I'm a guy who's like, I don't want nobody to tell me, oh, I'm getting force-fed Becky. We got force-fed everybody who's a star. Okay, that's what the company does. They force feed. I don't care what company it is you're watching. They're going to force feed that talent down your throat. Pause. So when I look at this, to me, this storyline, I don't, you know, I'm all about storylines, but how you guys pick them apart, especially you, Spot. You look at the hole in the condom, right? Well, there's a lot of holes in the condom with Becky Lynch even being involved, if you ask me. She lost at Royal Rumble. She stole somebody's spot at Royal Rumble. She lost again after the Royal Rumble. She's been suspended. But yet y'all still giving her a chance. Tell me why. Because she got mad about it? Okay, I let that slide. I let that go. I can agree with that. Okay, she got so mad. I get all of that. But Becky isn't the center of attraction. Because if she was 100%, the fans have to get cooled down sometimes. Because you're going to be so hot that other things can't work. You can't always
Blonde tag. Do you know why that is? Because you said it in the opening of the show. There's literally two pay-per-views in between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. So what am I going to do for 2 months of TV?
Right.
So that's eight
right.
shows, mm-hmm. not alone. And it's like, that's the problem. Because
well, I mean,
she could have legitimately
that's the company, though. But you're right.
Right,
that's
and that's what I'm saying.
Company,
she could have, and this way I goes back to, sometimes there is too much.
Absolutely.
Because she could have, I believe, Wonder Woman's Rumble, and we could have been done with it.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you guys this. And I see Cammy calling in as well. One of the Cammy News Tonight, one of the longest running people here on the network as well, calling in. I do want to say this. When you look at this, though, is this a taste of, you know, everything goes to me, goes back to how we interpret things, right? Because to me, the company tries to please. They don't, right? They don't know what to do, because I think sometimes fans, if you get a couple weeks, like they went a couple weeks where Asuka wasn't the center of attraction on SmackDown, right? And all you hear is now Asuka's buried. She's their champion. She's not the center of attention right now, because the storyline is heavily on somebody else that's getting the attention that the fans are asking for. So if you go a couple of weeks without some of these girls, fans will get down and fans will get depressed. They got to constantly hit the reset button. I've been doing this for 10 years, okay? You know how fucking hard it is to get on here and come up with content, come up with new ideas to hope that you – remember, Spot, I lost fans, but I said I thought ECW stood for extremely crappy wrestling without anybody even understanding the point. I'm just saying, wrestling fans are hard as fuck to prove or hard to satisfy. KME is going to come here and probably drop some political stuff about Ronda Rousey, but hey, that's what he does. KME, Captain Marvel was just okay, but I'll still probably see it again. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Chilling.
Loving life.
Good, deep.
Living life.
Back in the fold.
Yes, welcome back. Ronda Rousey, what do you got to say about her in her promo or her unscripted promo?
I love that promo. I'm a little bit biased because I
do like the part of the L.A. with... Lakers part.
I get tired of people out of towners moving to L.A. and then coming out here complaining about everything L.A. has to offer when you left where you live to come out here. So I... That spoke to my heart. I think Ronda Rousey is going to be fine. You know what? I don't really mind her using the safe word. I remember back in, I think it was WrestleMania 11 time with Bam Bam Bigelow and Lawrence Taylor. Bam Bam Bigelow was appearing on a lot of talk shows during that time. and he was saying wrestling was fake. He would say wrestling is fake, but I'm going to beat down Lawrence Taylor for real. I remember that time. And it wasn't the best time for WWE, but that they did kind of make that feud interesting with Bam Bam Bigelow doing that. So I don't really mind them doing
blind
that.
Blind tag. Let me ask you this with that. But is that slightly different in the fact that that was a one-off and this girl is under contract for another 2 years?
Well, yeah, I mean, but see, the thing is, I don't know what Ronda Rousey's intentions are for the next few months because she has made clear that she is going to want to start a family eventually. So,
right. Yeah, but she's not going.
I don't,
she's under contract. She's not going anywhere. I know those rumors came out a couple weeks back, almost 2 months ago now, about her leaving and her losing an animal and it's being too hard. I'll tell you right now, that was all bullshit. That's all bullshit.
Well, no, I'm going to say she's not going to leave. But, I mean, you can't stop. If the woman wants to get pregnant and start a family, you'll be going to
girl
get
on glow now.
Nine. Yeah, that would be a
just with child.
That'd be going against her constitutional rights if you did that. But if
you cannot get pregnant, just like you did. You're gonna fake like I had leukemia. Yeah, Dave Mester, I'm talking to your stupid ass. Okay, you're gonna fake like I had leukemia, and risk all kind of lawsuits and possibly going bankrupt because I'm faking that one of my biggest stars had cancer, and then I'm making them come back to work sooner. Wrestling fans, please give
right.
me a break.
But I will say this about WWE as a whole. I did just go on the website, and there's still good tickets left for WrestleMania. And I do
think
WWE has to get back. Yeah, I think WWE has to get back to the point where they allow a star to become bigger than the brand, and they don't want to do that anymore.
They don't. I agree.
You know, I think wrestling works best when Hulk Hogan is bigger than the brand, or Steve Austin is bigger than the brand, mm-hmm. and you know, and if you're doing what you're supposed to do, when those guys become bigger than the brand and they have to leave and branch out, another guy should easily be able to fall into the spot that the guy left is in. Now, like Becky Lynch, the way the company's set up right now, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, it doesn't matter who is in the mix. They're just not going to be what they could be because WWE doesn't want them to be bigger than the company. And I think that's a problem.
I agree.
So,
but I don't want to sound like I'm always okay. I understand what they're saying, but do you understand what they're saying when you have guys that have held them hostage? Cena kind of held them hostage. Rock held them hostage. Austin held them. Look what they had to do to Bret Hart, for heaven's sakes, because he was trying to hold them hostage. Like, a company has to combat itself where it's no one's bigger than, like, the NFL, right? No matter what anyone says, no matter how big Peyton Manning is, no matter how big Tom Brady is, they're not bigger than the Shield. The Shield is always the NFL, right?
But see, that's the problem.
One of the greatest sitcoms of all time is Cheers. They had stars of that show die, and so stars of that show hold them hostage, and they just created bigger stars and still was a big show. So when Diane was leaving Cheers, she left.
They brought
in Kirstie Alley to play Rebecca, and the show went out of hitch. Because
she was way hotter.
What's that?
She was way hotter.
But to Tammy's point, that Frazier Crane was so much a star that Frazier got his own spinoff.
Yeah, they know how to do this.
Right. They don't want to.
Yeah.
They know
how to create these.
They're lazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to say they're lazy.
Yeah,
I don't want to think that they don't want to be held hostage. I think what we all say.
Yeah, but you're still printing out money. You that was so good.
Maybe when McMahon goes. I think Triple H sees that. I think Triple H understands that because NXT has been, you know, he puts his stars there.
But,
you know,
this is what I'm saying. We're in the fast lane. Tonight is fast lane on WrestleMania season, and I'm not going to miss Walking Dead for fast lane. I'm not.
You're crazy. I've been missing Walking Dead the last 3 weeks. I watch it on DVR. It ain't as good as it was no more. Rick is dead. Okay? They killed Jesus. Okay?
What I'm saying is, this basically came back the product now.
This ain't Game of Thrones. If it was Game of Thrones tonight, then I could say I'm watching Game of Thrones.
But what I'm saying to you is there's other things to combat the product unlike ever before.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah,
and again, go ahead.
No, go ahead. On WWE, they've been skating by for a long time without any competition. So they've been held hostage. They've been holding people hostage, man. People, they tried to give Brock Lesnar a contract where he had like a 7-year no compete. You know, chickens have come home to roost on WWE. It just is what it is.
They've been the big six for so long.
Fastlane starts at 7, y'all.
Fastlane starts at 7.
I just got the notification.
And that's what I'm saying. That part two, the pre-show. You know what happened? You know why we say there's no more stars? Because they've conditioned us to think guys don't matter.
They condition us to tell you that jobbers don't matter and that every one of them is a star. And that's why we don't have stars, because everybody wants everybody who's not worthy of being a star to be a star. That's part of it.
Again.
There's no jobbers. You have to have enhancement talent, to get over talent. But when at some point when everybody wanted all your Takamichi No-Shoes and your Spike Dudleys to be superstars. No, Spike Dudley's not a superstar.
Hold on. Boss Spike Dudley, he was Cruiserweight Champion, was lit. Don't do that.
I'm just calling a spade, okay?
And they don't give them time. I totally agree. You know, Kurt Hawkins is not a WWE superstar.
Mustafa is a great competitor. Could he be a great star? I don't know. But why does he have to make him? But why does he have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wouldn't be a star right there. Like, fans, it's a disconnect with the company to their fans and the fans with the company. 347-637-3859. Let's talk about something else that's happening tonight as we on our way to fast lanes. And right now, clearly, everybody doesn't have their seatbelt on because we're not speeding anywhere. It's really slow. But last night I heard the commercial because, you know, the Shield is back, right? And the whole thing is, if Dean leaving or is he staying? The last time the Shield – that's how they're trying to advertise. So they're still going with this scenario that Dean Ambrose is leaving. I said from the beginning I wasn't sure about that. And then look at Raw. Go back to Raw. They're actually having an open discussion about Dean Ambrose leaving. And Renee Young's like greener pastures and this, that, and the third. If tonight on Fastlane, I just need one thing. I'm serious. I just want one thing from Fastlane. I want Dean Ambrose to knock Roman Reigns out. Right? Because that's what's the only thing that can sell anything right now, right? Roman can't just hop back into the title picture. Roman, I don't want to see Roman versus Baron Corbin at Mania. Okay, no one wants to see that.
That's what's rumored.
Nobody wants to see Corbin. I like Corbin, but this Constable Corbin is killing me. Okay, can the guy get a damn wrestling attire? Okay, it's just killing me wrestling in wrestling.
To go.
The whole thing.
He needs to go.
Like Corbin. Corbin's not bad. You can't rip Corbin for those weeks of them shows being bad. They gave him that trash.
No. Hold on. I'm not blaming Baron Corbin. And you know from years on this program, we 10 years in, I thought Baron Corbin had a bright future from NXT with the lone wolf gimmick. And it was a whole thing. I thought he had it. And they
cut his hair.
The ball.
Cut his hair.
He was bald and he could cut his hair like they did with Angle.
Yeah, nature was beating him to the punch.
Is that nature?
I don't like it. They made him Corporate Kane 2.0.
Too fast. Dice, jump in here. Shield. Is this the last time we're going to see the Shield? And don't you want to see Dean Ambrose just clock Roman Reigns and his fake cancer? I didn't say that. I think it's stupid to say that. I just want to make point of how stupid anybody who thinks that was a work. Come see me. I don't even fight over wrestling because it's predetermined. But if you think that is real, then you're a dummy. Okay? So I'm going to say that. So Dave Meltzer, come holler at your boy because you're getting paid off of stuff that you shouldn't even get paid off of. And anybody who follows you like you're the wrestling Jesus, you should be shot like David Koresh. And
yeah,
other people.
That's not what he said, though. I did listen to that. And that's been taken completely out of context. So go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Well, I did not hear the interview. I read the what's supposed to be the insert of the interview. So maybe what was printed about him was correct. But go ahead, Dice. Your take on the whole Shield thing.
This is not the last time we see the Shield. It's just not. They're one of the biggest draws that the company has, and they can take advantage of. And I think that they're gonna take advantage. Like, we'll see this match tomorrow on fucking Raw. I guarantee it. We'll see this match on Raw tomorrow.
Hold on,
like,
we better
we
not see this match on Raw tomorrow, man. Somebody gotta get caught in back. This is supposed to be it. We're supposed to be on the road to WrestleMania. If I get this rematch tomorrow, Dice, I'm gonna be mad. I can't.
You know you are. You know you are. And see, that's the problem. We didn't talk about the Roman leukemia thing. Okay, nobody wants Joe and Nwani to have faked the diagnosis. I'm not going that far. But what I am going to say is the company, when he knew he could come back, they should not have shoehorned him in 2 weeks before pay-per-view and a month before Mania. That's not how you do it. Because it comes off. Hold on, listen. Because it comes off. It comes off with the speak of, oh, was it real? It gives people the chance. No, it just does. It gives people the chance to doubt it.
I've let people sit here all they want to and badmouth this company because, damn it, the company deserves to get badmouthed, okay? I give them that. But sometimes people got to put it in perspective about your pocket and the bottom line. Here goes your biggest star. He was healthy weeks ago. So now you're going to blame him for when they brought him back? They could have brought him back at any time, and this would have been brought up. From the second it happened, from the second that man was on that stage and said he had cancer, and we all dropped our head and felt bad for him, my man right here, Dice Man, said from the beginning, he'll be back at Mania. It's leukemia. It's cancer.
He ain't need it right now.
He what?
He ain't need it right now. He could have came out at Mania, did the triple powerbomb, helped Seth win the belt, and came out next night on Raw. Fine.
Didn't you just point out? But the Mania tickets wasn't selling. You just tell me that, right?
And him versus Baron Corbin ain't gonna sell it either.
No, you're
right. the criticism behind the Roman Reigns thing, as I understand it, is not that people thought he was faking the cancer, is that WWE over dramatized how bad it was, and once they never told you
how bad his cancer was. They just said he had.
They booked on the TV show.
Yeah,
Roman Reigns is coming back for a special announcement. But
okay.
Obviously, they're booking his cancer as they booked this.
The show. I give you that because I did say, damn, he's going to be on Good Morning America tomorrow talking about he's back. Okay. And I got a special announcement. Okay. I give you that. Okay. But as a company full of black people in this party that watch wrestling minus Hugo, he's almost black, right? We accept everything in wrestling, right? So some things to me, you just accept. They're going to sell anything. I've seen midgets.
Well,
I'm sorry, it's a little.
I agree with you on that, Mike.
That's all I'm saying. But I agree with you saying that was in poor take. And I can hear people complaining about that, and I go, yeah, you're right. They shouldn't have maybe did it that way. But to me, when I hear the in your windows and the is it a work and it wasn't, I just think, yes, for a company I wouldn't put nothing behind. And let's go by how long Shawn Michaels swore to God, right, that he had nothing to do with the Montreal screw job. We know that was
he's a liar.
Right.
That's the reason why he had to become a born.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say that's the reason why he had to become a born again Christian because he swore to God.
Right.
He must have had a real.
He was going to hell that way. And the funny part is,
wait a minute. No wonder God did show up for that tag match. Wait a minute. No wonder God didn't show up for that tag match. Now we know why God didn't show up for the stand.
That's true. That's true. He has to become a born-again Christian to make
that
up.
Remember, he said, oh, up in God. That didn't happen. But, yeah, it's not uncommon for companies to do this. I just think with the company we're referring to.
You don't give them too much credit.
I'm giving them too much credit. I probably do. And let me rephrase that. I know that I do. However,
tell Michael Tag Team Partner was gone for a pay-per-view match. They will tell anything.
Whatever it's called, like someone that we banged a dead person. I mean, like, come on, man. Miz's father tonight, right? Miz's dad tonight's gonna get involved somehow. We know this, right? They're in Cleveland, of all places. Yeah. Who the hell goes? Okay, unless they get paid to go there. Okay, that's why LeBron left twice. Okay, but I do think that happens tonight. And Dice, if that happens, I don't know. I'm serious. We cannot have that happen, and we don't need that rematch. We're gonna get that kickoff show rematch on SmackDown that we're missing right now between Rusev and Nakamura.
Oh, what could have been?
Right.
Oh,
I like
what could have been?
When I saw that come out, I said, I like that. They're not doing anything with them. Hell, the problem is this, is that I am starting to realize that WWE doesn't give a shit about tag team wrestling. And that's what's hurting because you have so many people in this company. You have so many people, quote unquote, that are stars. Well, back in the day when you had this problem, you put them in a tag team.
Tag team.
And you kept them in a
tag team. Tag team was stars too back in the day.
Yeah, it did. But I listen to Busted Open Radio quite often, right? And not the biggest fan of everything they say, but Bully Ray always talks about how the company didn't want him and Edge and Christian and the Hardy Boys to get over. But they got over so big, they had no choice. And not being there, not having the access we have today of digging up information, to me, watching it back then, I couldn't tell the company didn't care because they were featured very heavily and all the time. But, you know, you hear stuff like...
I went to a house show. I went to a house show during that time where the main event was Edge and Christian versus the Dudley Boys, and it was sold out.
House show. I remember last time me and Spot went to a house show for Impact Wrestling, and it was nowhere near.
Oh God! Please don't.
It came down Brooklyn to go to this event, and it had to have been about maybe 150 people there. Okay, this is in
not
Newark,
even.
And,
don't do that. You're being generous. It didn't crack 100.
Dice.
Earl Hebner was selling T-shirts.
And it was so bad. Oh, it was so bad, man. It was so bad. I'm going to beat up Derek Lewis that day, remember? And I was like, oh, he gonna speak to me? I said, I know you see me. He have a single word for me that day. All right. Hey, for everyone who don't know, Derek Lewis, guys, the dick-riding guy, he's responsible for me being on Blog Talk Radio. He said one day, like, 50 told me to switch my style up. Go ahead and style up. Well, he said, hey, Mike, stop using Justin.TV. That's what I was using, Justin.TV. Right? Which turned into Twitch, by the way. How small of a world you find out things, right? That I left there to come to Blog. Damn, I might have made the wrong mistake, Blog Talk Radio. Maybe I should have stayed with Twitch. Shit. But does the road get any clearer tonight as we go into WrestleMania? When you're looking at this road, to me, again, I look at Mania, it's going to sell itself. Rather, like, already, because it's in my backyard next year, I know I'm going. I got probably 8-9 people going to stay in my home next year. I live 45 minutes from the stadium. We here. So, but New York. New York's supposed to give you something bigger than this, right? New York, you have the Dudley's in the Hall of Fame in New Orleans, but then you have the Honky Tonk Man going to the Hall of Fame in New York. It's ass backwards. Like, why would you put the Honky Tonk Man in New York and the Dudley's in New Orleans? Shouldn't you switch it around? The more country folk for the more, you know, whatever. But Tori Wilson's going in. We get to see them legs again. What else we get to see? I'm actually mad I'm not the Hall of Fame.
Stacey Keebler was the one with the legs, so I'm confused.
No, Stacey Keebler had the legs. But
no,
Tori Wilson,
Stacey Keebler was the legs.
Yeah, I wasn't saying necessarily like she's identifiable by that. I didn't have nothing PG-14 to say, so I said legs.
Is her stepmom Dawn Marie going to induct her?
That's a great. Well, hold on. Tori Wilson's stepmom. Yes, how about that? I doubt it. Probably be Trish or Lita. We know that. It's one of the four girls. Okay, it's one,
Dana is still brother to me, so it's still real to me, damn it.
Okay, that's how it is. But this is the road to get clear tonight. We got wins and losses tonight. Fastlane, the match that was stolen from Kofi Kingston as Kevin Owens returns to take on the Earth champ, Daniel Bryan.
Why?
Is this a why moment? The kickoff show with Rey Mysterio and Andreas right now, man. I'm looking at the fast like preview.
Poor Andrade.
I'm a kayfabe guy, so I try to like watch this show as within the context of the show, but I just can't bring myself to cheering Kevin Owens over Daniel Bryan. I don't know if I'm the only one that feels that way.
I'm a Bryan fan, although I'm a Kevin Owens fan, and I was too into what Daniel Bryan is doing in his heel run to just turn to Kevin Owens. But I'm a guy who is that guy who's dressed up as a guy who is this guy who just tells you, I just watch it. I don't cheer or boo for anybody unless it was, you know, right. I really don't. I don't, and that's maybe a problem with wrestling as well. I like everybody. You know, I like Kevin Owens at this moment. I like Daniel Bryan more.
Well, see, this is the thing, this is one thing that I will applaud WWE for doing. Kofi Kingston is a guy that you're going to cheer over Daniel Bryan. Owens, he's just been gone too long to really do that with that guy. I don't know. Kevin Owens has a hateable personality. Daniel Bryan, when you look at what Daniel Bryan is telling people, He's not really telling people things they shouldn't be doing. He's just saying it in a mean way, but he's telling the truth about how you should act. It would be like if he was like, say, he was telling people, hey, you evil men, stop sexually harassing women. And he's saying it in a mean way, so he's supposed to be a bad guy for saying that. Like, yeah, that's my problem. Like, you know, and I understand that Vince McMahon is a right wing piece of crap, so I go with it.
Just say this. Stop
but you
doing
need to
put
something. I'm about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my fans, but I can't do it.
You don't want to believe it. At this point, we briefly stop the interview to give Kelly a moment.
I can't stop the answer right now.
Yeah, you got to, man. You got to. If you're not gonna make Daniel Bryan as hateable as you can make him, then put him in there with somebody like a Kofi that's just way more likable than him, like AJ Styles or Kofi. You really can't put him in feuds with people.
That's the problem. You're putting a likable person in there. Somebody who we have over his career has been a non-likable person. That doesn't.
But my problem with the whole thing is, my problem with the whole storyline wise is, what did Kevin Owens do to get the title shot?
Yeah.
He took his kid to the movies and realized he was paying too much.
But like, the last notable thing Kevin Owens did on SmackDown TV was beat Vince up.
Right.
They didn't even show him working out in the gym. They showed this fat motherfucker.
They tried to Triple H quarantine or turn him as far as make him a babyface. But they didn't give us no build up.
Don't you start talking about Triple H's in his quad tear, damn it. This is the greatest comeback of all time in wrestling. Came back super jacked with all kinds of oil on his body. He was jacked.
But what I'm saying is
do you think they would ever show Triple H on his comeback trail bowling and eating pizza? He is showing exactly why, to Spot's point, he's showing exactly why he doesn't deserve a title shot.
Let me ask you this. Does this make you, because we all generally like Kevin Owens. We're just talking about the situation. But do you think this is going to be worse for Kevin Owens? Because we have these fair-weather wrestling fans that go with the flavor of the month, right? If they don't get their way, they get off the bandwagon and they're on what they are. Does this kill Kevin Owens? Because I don't think he gets over.
It doesn't help him.
It's just not going to help him out at this point. Like Brian said, the funniest line on Thursday. They said you replace the guy that throws out copious amounts of pancakes to the audience with the guy that eats copious amounts of pancakes. That was just funny, man.
That's just Daniel Bryan being Daniel Bryan. Dice, your take real fast on that, Dice, and get Hugo's point in here as well.
I'm fine with everything that they've shown Kevin Owens in his comeback. They need to give him a chance to try to be a face. See what he can do with it. Everybody else is there. Some people can do two sides. Some of them can't. Like Randy Orton. Coming up, he was a great face. But as his career went on, he was an even better heel. And every time that he's been a heel, it's literally been money. I'm probably off maybe one or two runs. But for the most part, it's really been money. Give Kevin Owens a chance to
he was really a great face.
Listen,
I'm sorry. Y'all know I love when he burnt the house down. Y'all made fun of me for that, but to me it was a dope ass moment. I know you said that was bullshit and how they do that. We did that whole show. I was like, that shit was great. They're like, Mike, it made no sense. I'm like, that nigga stood in front of my house. Watch this. I'm on 30 seconds.
It should have been Bray Wyatt and not Kevin Owens.
Oh,
right. It made way more sense because you have the whole everything with Bray Wyatt would have made more sense than Kevin Owens. Absolutely agree with you on that one. It just the throw Bray, not still have Bray here. I'm sorry. That's a drop the mic moment. That's just why not Bray over Kevin? I love Kevin.
Yeah, and Bray's been gone long enough to where you can miss him, you're right about that, Mike. I don't think Kevin Owens has come back, and he's been eating junk food, and
I like junk food.
You know,
like if I'm not a professional wrestler either, but I like junk food. But speaking of junk food. Let's get through these matches, y'all. So no one thinks that they lose the title, right? That's gonna stay with Daniel Bryan, right? And I'm the idiot with what less than 5 weeks ago that thinks Daniel Bryan will get a big match. It has to be Cena and Daniel Bryan. It needs to be Cena and Daniel Bryan. It's Kofi Kingston is not gonna get a title match at WrestleMania in the main event. What do you want to bet?
Hold on, listen to me.
It's
Kofi for these reasons only. What you want to bet? You coming to New York? Are you coming to New York for Mania? No. All right. So we'll bet next year's Mania. Okay, fine. I'll come to Tampa. How about that? Boom.
That's fine. That's a room and board.
Listen. It's gonna be Daniel Bryan with Rowan and Harper versus Kofi with Big E and Xavier. That's what they're building to, period. John Cena's going to face Samoa Joe. That's why Joe's saying the things he's saying lately about Cena in the U.S. title. That's just
cool
what it is.
I'm cool with that, too, with Samoa Joe and Cena. I just think there's way more money in Cena versus Daniel Bryan because everything Daniel Bryan is saying goes right with what happened, with what's going on, what we know to believe is the real life of John Cena. To go back to the rules at the table and how they're just different. You talk about building something that's been built and you don't have to build, doesn't take long to build, that can work. I think Daniel Bryan and John Cena automatically works. But then
it was supposed to be Miz and Bryan.
That should have been last year. Should have been Miz and Bryan. It was a perfect setup. And they made that tag team thing. So okay.
Miz is currently a face right now. So who knows? They might shoehorn Miz versus Daniel Bryan and the roles be reversed.
Well, if they shoehorn that with the stupid stuff they got going tonight, then we have an issue. But they have issues. So anybody think the Shield loses tonight? I'm the only one Dean Ambrose.
Think they do.
You think they lose?
You want to know why? The only way that I would think they would lose is because you just painted the scenario. I would have thought that there's no damn well that the Shield was going to lose. But then you just said it yourself. What if the Ambrose really sucker punches Roman Reigns? Seriously, that could damn very well happen. And then the Heels get the win.
for my AFC West fans. Kansas City just released Justin Houston. He's a free agent. Continue. That's a football reference on a wrestling show. I want to get that out there.
Roman Reigns is not losing his first pay-per-view match back.
Period.
But he doesn't have to take the pin, though. He doesn't have to take the pin. He doesn't
he's
have to take the pin.
No, no.
At a four-way pay-per-view,
cancer fighters are tuning in. Robin Roberts might be in the crowd tonight for all we know. Okay, they're going to get every cancer survivor that they can afford to fly out there, which is a lot of them, okay, that sit ringside with their Roman Reigns shirts on. The Shield doesn't lose. Now, he might get beat up at the end. That has to happen. Okay,
he'll get beat up tomorrow night.
Right.
You're ruining my night. If that happens tomorrow, that's stupid. I mean, it's not, but it make me stupid to me. All right,
but
now.
I'm still of the belief. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm moving on to the next match. So go ahead.
No, I was just saying I'm still of the belief that Ambrose is gone after Mania, and they might want to set up Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins sending him packing out of the company.
Well, it can't be Rollins.
Yeah,
Roman, he's wanting to win the Rumble.
It's Reigns, yeah. So Reigns, will send him packing.
But here's the thing with that. I am 100%. I'm like 90% with you that I think he is gone, despite all the stuff that's to work. It's the fan in me. You know, I'm sorry, not 90. I'm like 60-40. The fan in me is like, can this be a work? Will he stay? Can they work this out somehow? Can they do the thing they did when CM Punk left? Right, and we knew it was storyline, but what were we really sure it was storyline? We were until he put the belt in the refrigerator, freezer. Then we knew it was a storyline, right? That it was real. But Nia Jax and Tamina, who I thought would be the first women's tag team champions, I understood why it makes more sense to go into Mania. What it is, whatever. But do they beat Boston Hug tonight as well? Now that's going to be a rematch tomorrow night on Raw. But will this be? Then there is no more people. The WWE, if you haven't noticed or paid attention. They have gotten rid of their automatic rematch clauses. You do not no longer receive an automatic rematch clause, which I think, again, is part of the things that's killing the history that we have our love for in wrestling. Certain things we don't want changed. It's okay to change the big blue cage to another cage, but it's not okay to get rid of the rematch clause or the 30-day defense. You have to keep certain things that we are accustomed to. But I think Boston Hug wins tonight as well. Dice, your thoughts?
I think they win as well. They still need to bring prestige to that title. So if the title switched this soon, how good were Bayley and Charlotte? I mean, Sasha, like it makes no sense. So I think they stretch it out till Mania and they probably lose at Mania.
But you know what? Cause they have to go to Mania. As champions. I think they go into Mania as champions. As Baltimore. It's that feel-good
they
moment.
They won't lose those titles until it's time for the Iconics to get it for 2 months when they go on the European run.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. You European
Australia.
Guy. Yeah, Australia. European. That's because you've been to Bogota, okay, down there. You know, you and that booger sugar don't mean we don't know what we're talking about. Okay? The Usos. My favorite tag team in the world, not because
they're
a fan. Shut up. Okay, then I don't know where. Versus the Miz.
And
Shane McMahon, their father did tweet that. Yes, I know. They're not going anywhere. And anybody who thinks they listen, I said it before. I'm saying it again now. They are not money separate. It's that simple. They're not what what's them boys in Ring of Honor? What's them boys from Delaware? They're not the Briscoes where they can be separate people. You know what I'm saying? Where my man Jay gets over when he's by himself. I don't see Jimmy and Jay getting over solo. That's just me. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but they need money in the Usos versus the Bucks.
There is money in that. But guess what? I bet there's not more money in that. See, everybody wants to keep talking about these comparable contracts between these two companies. And everybody wants to get all hyped about AEW, which you should. And I'm hyped with you. But can we watch a product first? Can we see it first? Can we make sure?
I already saw it. All In was excellent.
Okay, listen, guess what? All In was not excellent. It was good. It wasn't excellent, okay? Because some of the things they did in All In.
I like Joey Janela.
I just want to say, but if
I enjoyed Dick Druids, okay? I enjoyed Dick Druids.
if WWE would have came out on stage with a man full of dicks and condoms, it'd have been called all kind of stuff. But they can do it.
It's the storyline. I'm with it. No, if Val Venus would have did it, I'd have been with it.
No, it's not. Nobody. You're a man. You're a man. What man wants to go get the dildo dicks around? No, you don't want to be around a bunch of dildo dicks. It's simple as that.
I agree. I agree with you, Mike. I agree with you 100%, Mike, but I can kind of forgive it because it was a moment of levity in the show. It wasn't like the focal point of the show. It was just there to kind of – like I went to the bathroom during that part when I was at All In.
Think about it. On the storyline, he was dead. He had druids like The Undertaker in dick form because that's his gimmick. Right, the storyline, it made perfect sense.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't make – just because something makes sense doesn't mean it's right to do.
Yeah, I agree. But
that's
I can,
what I'm saying.
I can forgive it because it wasn't the focal point.
I'm making that as a point to say, like, I watched All In. What I'm not going to do is the same thing that some wrestling fans do about WWE. I'm not going to automatically just say it's great because y'all say it is. I watched that shit. I watched Wrestle Kingdom for the last 2 years. I was watching New Japan Pro Wrestling before it became popular all of a sudden the last 3 years.
And it's so popular no more.
Wrestling fans want to like anything that's not WWE and think that it's automatically gold. Okay, but the last time I know for a fact that the talent ran the company doesn't exist anymore. Every time the talent runs a wrestling company, how long does that company stay around? I hope I'm wrong. I want it to succeed. It needs to succeed because WWE needs fucking challenge. It needs to be challenged. Like, if you could just get any girl you wanted without a challenge, then she'd just be a hoe. Because everybody'd be fucking her.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, they got a bunch of asses in WWE. But all these other companies, let's just calm down first and see the shit before it unfolds. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So, Usos and money.
I have faith.
WWE's gonna get them more money than they're gonna get more money from the WWE. Okay? Everybody's not Cody Rhodes that can leave. Because when Cody first left, I remember when Cody first left. And everybody wasn't fucking with Cody. Even them first couple matches, they wasn't fucking with Cody. They didn't start fucking with Cody.
I will say this.
The elite.
Let me put the AEW thing to rest, right? You know what Vince says, the only way to beat a billionaire is to become one? Well, the billionaire that he's up against now got more money than him. Period.
Guess what? So did Ted Turner. How'd that turn out?
Well, Ted Turner, that was the AOL thing.
I'm just saying. Did he not invest a whole bunch of money in the WCW? I'm just all I'm saying.
And they won for 83 weeks until they hired Vince Russo.
They were losing before Vince Russo got hired. Stop it. Don't blame Root. He wasn't the only Root. They hired him out of desperate need to do something. All right, let's move on. No one thinks – seriously, the Miz and them, this comes to a head. It's got to be Miz and Shane at WrestleMania, right? It's been painting that picture. We'll find out that tonight as well. Of course. Mandy Rose and Oscar.
Usos win.
Here it is. Take out the pay-per-view, Rise. This pay-per-view is for no reason. For no reason.
It's throwaway.
Right? It's more than a throwaway because – you have two of the biggest matches on the kickoff show with the New Day, Xavier and Big E taking on Shinsuke and Rusev. That's big. You just bring another tag team maybe on the matchup. Then you've got Rey Mysterio versus Andrade, one of the best matches this year so far they've already had on the kickoff show. So then you're going to tell me that you're going to bring up Aleister Black and Ricochet, and they're going to win the tag team title versus the Revival or Rude and Gable? Unfair.
I honestly think that was supposed to be Ciampa and Gargano's spot, but Ciampa's hurt. I think they want to do the DIY thing. I really do. I think that's what they was going with.
Well, how many licks does it take to get the center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know. Nothing about these new screens, anything.
Not attractive at all. I'll kick out the bed.
AJ Styles has no match. Like, this match tonight has to be about building WrestleMania. It has to be. It has to be about building WrestleMania.
So, no, why is Oscar fighting Mandy Rose?
Huh?
If it's about Mania, why is Oscar fighting Mandy Rose?
Because they want Mandy.
Who's Oscar? Who's Oscar really fighting at Mania anyway?
Nobody
knows. Match at Mania.
Right now, she doesn't.
There's no one right. in the SmackDown because, I mean, the only two would have been Becky and Charlotte.
Well, guess what, Hugo? The fans sucked up all the ego in the room for one girl and forgot about Asuka. Fans can bitch now about Asuka being left behind, but when you complain about her getting left behind, y'all were pissed when she made y'all girl tap out. Damn the man. Screw the woo. It's about Ronda Rousey, bitches. Period. I want the shirt. Did somebody buy me the shirt?
I honestly think the same way they treat the women's tag titles is the same way they should treat the women's title overall. It should be on both brands.
I agree. There's too many women to be, you know. But again, back to that. You got way too much stuff going on. Raiders agree to trade left guard to the Jets. Just came in. I'm sorry.
What the hell?
Yeah. Hugo, your team's got a left guard. I can't pronounce his name. Kohichi? Asamel? Yeah, I said. Right. Not my name. I'm a fault. Hugo. That's your fault? Oh, that's Cammy? Yep, that was Cammy.
Are you getting an In-N-Out burger?
You getting a fat burger? Yo, mama, bring me out one of them fat burgers with some cheese. What's going on, Jody? We get back. We ain't got no money.
I'm just trying to understand what is the purpose of this pay per view outside of you saying build for Mania. So that's what Raw and SmackDown is for. I'm sorry.
The thing is that now they got the network, they need to have more content for the network. Because back in the day, what'd you say, even roughly about 2 years ago, they never had no damn fast lane. It was a limited
WrestleMania
in February.
Yeah,
you go
to
March,
it.
We had Roadblock. No, remember one year we had Roadblock in December?
But that was like three.
There was a point where it was just Royal Rumble. You had one pay-per-view after that in February. And which was
Chamber,
and then that was it.
Right?
Like when we found out that there was a fast lane, I think all wrestling fans were like, "Why? Really? For what purpose?" Right? So you figure, okay, whatever it is they have in mind, okay, do it. And then here it is. So again, I'm not one to say it's shit before I watch it, but as of right now, it's close to shit.
This is about the fourth or fifth fast lane, actually.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
But the time has changed. Fast lane has moved around over the years. And where its placement has been also, it's been right before WrestleMania for the last 4 years. I could be wrong, but as I was just saying, an unfamiliar. God dang, really Google Fastlane.
Yeah. Fastlane, 2-3 years ago was Goldberg Kevin Owens. That's
remember
was
that.
The Universal.
Remember that, but that was like the first year of Fastlane. I thought no,
it was
Fastlane
it was,
has been around. I want to say. No, because especially even in the video game alone, at least 3 years already.
Yeah, but by name though, the name, but the placement of it was never between February
right.
and April.
That's what
yes,
I'm saying.
Yes, it is. That's why it's called Fastlane on the road to WrestleMania. It's always been Fastlane.
Here we go, right here.
I'll look at it.
Fastlane, I got it right here. Fastlane has been around since. God dang it! What's this damn thing called? Wikipedia. Threw me off. How long has damn thing been around? 2015.
Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah.
It's always in between because Mania's always been in April now. Remember, Mania used to be in March because it used to be a birthday gift for me.
So not only did we get this pay-per-view thrown in there, they would only throw it in one city it can only be in because no one cares about that city, like this pay-per-view, Cleveland.
Yeah, but you know what? But you know what, though? I see where Spot's coming
from. Sorry,
my fans in Cleveland. They've had Fastlane, but they didn't have the Elimination Chamber come back until recently, because it was the Royal Rumble, Fastlane, and then WrestleMania.
No, that's it was the Elimination Chamber too. Fastlane was
on
pay per view.
Not in 2015. When it first started, they took out the Elimination Chamber.
The problem is they had
the Roadblock.
It was gone.
No,
right.
Roadblock was in December. Roadblock was only 1 year. That was that show in Vancouver.
There's 2 years without Elimination Chamber. Then they brought it back last year.
Okay. This is the problem. The problem is that Mania is in April, so they have to have a March pay-per-view.
I agree.
But
the problem is they don't.
But they never.
They build their characters right. They don't. They shouldn't have to do that. They should be able to sustain storylines with Raw and SmackDown.
Right.
And not, and what we all saying, you got 5 hours of television. You don't need to have a three-hour pay-per-view that's a waste of a pay-per-view. No, if some titles change tonight, we will all be surprised, but it'll be very surprisable. And
you know what you could have? You know what
Kevin
you could have?
Kevin Owens lost the belt at Fastlane. So, but we knew Goldberg was winning that match.
But Mike, you know what you can have, though? Instead of having – okay, I got it, because they got to do it on the network and create viewership for the network. But they don't have to do a pay-per-view. They could do a two-hour special, a Saturday night's main event in the middle of March, on NBC, on a global platform, and that's it.
Yep. You know what they could also do?
Yep.
They could show footage from WrestleMania Access last year where the Belt King shut down the place, y'all had us followed by cameras and security, so people can see that we're not making this shit up. How about that on the WWE
Network? What they could do is bring back the King of the Ring and make a King of the Ring tournament for the month of February and March.
What they could do is have Ronda Rousey cut a non-kayfabe promo in her car.
Like, this is the thing, right? This is why this pay-per-view doesn't matter. Because you got Becky versus Charlotte. Quote, unquote, if Becky wins, she's in a match at Mania. Come on, who's watching that? Because we know Becky's not losing.
What if she does lose? How about this?
She loses tonight.
She loses tonight. Becky Lynch loses tonight.
You're going with
I'm
that.
I'm saying it right here.
You're going
right
with
now.
That.
I'm
You're
going
with that.
With it.
You're going with that.
I'm going with that. You know why?
Becky Lynch loses tonight. We will rally.
I'm trying to have a relationship with my fans, and I can't do it. You don't want to believe it.
Okay? It's happening. Becky Lynch loses tonight, people. Okay? Believe it. Melvin, please believe me. Okay? Watch. Because it has to have some... Because I get it. Because the fact that we all know she has to win to be in the match, she doesn't win to be in the match. How about that? She doesn't win. And you got... Because you still got, what, another month? 4 weeks till WrestleMania? Yeah. She does not win tonight. I will guarantee
you. So is she going to get a bunch of...
I don't know.
We're going to get a run-in. Ronda's going to run in because she has no match on the card.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. The question is, with that run-in, though, here's where the suspense comes in. With that run-in, she might mess up Charlotte, and then that's how she does win. You know, or causes Charlotte to lose and Ronda wins. But I'm just going to venture to say, just to put it out there, something has to happen in this pay-per-view, fellas. We got to find it somewhere. If it ain't Dean, something has to happen. It's not just Miz and Shane McMahon. That can't be the big payout tonight.
Remember the 1 year they had Roadblock, and we talked on a program then about, is Dean going to beat Triple H for the title tonight? Just because it's Roadblock, so something has to happen, and then nothing happened.
I had nice hot water. I had my Epsom salt in there, my apple vinegar that my wife makes me use for my muscles, and you just pulled the plug without me getting inside the water. Something has to happen, Spot. Just freaking imagine for once.
I know what's going to happen. I told you what's going to happen. Harper's going to come back and join Daniel Bryan. That's the key.
Harper's sick. I thought Harper was hurt. That can't happen.
The return of John Cena. John Cena on Fastlane unadvertised? I doubt that.
No, that would never happen. But what if it did?
I mean, we won Mania last year because we knew Taker was coming.
We knew that. Uh-huh. It was so bad. The crowd at last year's WrestleMania was the worst WrestleMania crowd. I mean, I've only been to three, okay? I got a bunch of things to compare it to. But, damn, they were so bad. That crowd was so bad, man. When Roman and them came out, I was just sitting there ready to cuss everybody out. Drew drunk next to me, who I had bought the tickets on stuff up. We finna get into a fight. You're like,
right. Can I ask a question? What is the Intercontinental Champion doing tonight? Nothing?
Matter of fact, listen,
Yeah. Who is the Intercontinental Champion?
Who is the Intercontinental Champion? Who is the Intercontinental
Finn Balor.
Finn.
I said that earlier. Finn doesn't
have
a...
Yeah.
So Finn and AJ both don't have matches.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Come out there and wrestle.
Great, great, Vince. That's great.
All right.
So there's really no...
Enough about the WWE. Let's talk about BDSR Network. How about that?
10 years.
Let's talk about that. Bam. That just happened. That just happened. Full alert.
With a twinkle in my eye.
Twinkle in my eye. Captain Marvel was just okay. No spoiler alert. Just saying. You got to Tuesday to see it or I will start talking.
I'll see it tomorrow morning at 11, so don't say nothing.
I said it's at 10 o'clock. Okay, there's two after credits. They told me that both
Thank
are very
you.
Influential. I just think one is very influential. The other one, you can leave without it. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about those things I didn't name that you know what I'm talking about? Do you think they both were as influential as it was advertised or just the one? The one was absolutely huge.
Just the
huge bumps.
Just
the
one.
Post-credit scene alone
say,
is worth paying your money to go see the movie. Alone. The post-credit scene is worth you paying your money, in my opinion.
Okay. The one thing I'll say about Captain Marvel is the black girl in that movie was not completely worthless. The black friend in that movie, she actually did a lot, which is the least I could say for a lot of those Marvel movies with the black friend.
Her skin complexion was dope. She was so chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah, yeah.
Some milk.
She was cool, man. Very good. Yeah, yeah. I was, like you said, it was what it was. It's not your Black Panther or Marvel movies. It was a standard Marvel fare, which is good.
Good take. But I just want to say to everybody, thank you. I remember last year I did a Facebook video, and I got emotional. Y'all know who know me know I get emotional sometimes, whatever, a.k.a. Ralph Trailsman. Okay. And I remember saying like 9 years, and I'm sitting here with this happening, and it didn't even dawn on me. You know, I'm sharing, you know, Facebook stuff comes up, and I'm like, oh, it's my 10th anniversary. You know, and I'm just like, you know, whatever. I'm like, wow, 10 years, I thought I'd been further than just Fox Sports by now. In that capacity of Fox Sports. But my wife pointed out to me, and I thank my wife for dealing with the money I spent. Like, I have a new studio, nobody really seen it yet, that I put together in my home. The Dice have a chance to see some of the pictures I've seen. If you're in the Solon Sports, I think, Hugo, you might have seen some of the pictures that I've shared in the Solon Sports for Fox Sports page. Just thankful, you know, to my wife, to my kids. When I used to do this every single Saturday at 6:30. Remember that, KME and Hugo? Like,
yeah.
Saturday at 6:30, Mike was on the air. Everybody else was out partying. You know what I mean? And I was on air for about 5-6 years every Saturday at 6:30. Mm-hmm. So I thank people who tuned in during those times. We had some tremendous numbers in the beginning. And since then, 10 years, everybody now has a podcast. So the platform has been, you know, watered down in a way. You don't know what's good, you know what's bad. So now people don't even kind of tune in the podcast that they don't really know, or they're not somebody established, because so many people have a podcast now. It's hard to find that needle in a haystack. So I am here today to announce a new venture that I'll be going in, bringing esports to podcasting. BDSR Network's Esports League. You can come game with us. Hopefully I get partnership or have an affiliation with some other gaming groups. I know I'm got some things in some works. I'm going to openly right now invite Dev Gaming to come join that, where you can have competitive gaming with them as well, and what they do over there at Dev Gaming, and mix what we talk about on air with the games that we play. Xbox, PlayStation, doesn't matter. If you game and you're a sports gamer, this is the podcast show for you. Come play and talk at the same time. Coming to you very, very soon before the end of this month of March. You will see that brought before you. So get the gamer tags, people. They're the Game V1, THAGAME V1, in honor of my favorite wrestler, one of them anyway, Triple H, and Matt Hardy. That's where my gamer tag came from. All right, the Game V1. It's the same as it is on PSN Network, as it is on Xbox, and I do have both. So MLB The Show is coming out very soon. Come join and play with us. All right. I know myself, Dice Man, will be there as well. And again, also thanking my wife, thanking my kids, thanking Dice, because it motivates me sometimes, you know, when I don't want to do a show or I think I should give up and it's my birthday and things. He always like, man, I'm so proud of what you've done. spot phase. I thought at one point, and here I am again, guys, being a little emotional. Are we cool? We don't talk no more. It's like, man, I'm always in your corner. I'm just, you know, you've opened up other things for me, and I'm having these other opportunities, so I'm taking them, you know, those advantages of it. But I'm always here if you need me, can me. And I say this to guys because these are all guys, Hugo, that none of us probably ever agree with. But you guys have always been men enough, and this is why I love you guys. You've been men enough to say, just because I don't agree with that person's opinion, don't mean that brother's a bad guy. And we can talk and discuss and have open dialogue, because that's what men should do, is be able to have open dialogue.
Right.
So when I first was introduced BDSR Network, it was me by myself talking wrestling and sports. And then how it happened, wrestling became wrestling and sports became sports. And I just opened up to everything. KME News Tonight, where he is bringing you a black show about news. And about, you know, things like that that happens in your area that's happening in Capitol Hill and so forth. No one had ever seen nothing like that before. We had the new Twist Show came on over. Intelligent Ignorance at its finest, okay, with Jay Chris and the guys. We had Impacting Your Thursday Nights that was started with me and Corey G that became the Sports Authority. And some of you guys are in the Sports Authority fan group, and they've grown to be good, big. I'm not forgetting some people out there. Smack Talk Center, which became Jam's podcast, and Iron Skull Productions, who makes my logos, and just so thankful to everybody, guys. I know I'm not the easiest person to get along with sometimes. I know I can piss you guys off with my temperament or making my opinions seem to be facts. So thank you, everybody, for listening and staying and loving me through all those things. And 10 years, I promise you, if 10 more years we're still doing this, we will be on a very bigger platform than what we have. God will bless us, and God will bless you for staying with me. I promise you that. I'm going to say the same thing I said then. I'm going to say now. Fuck with me now while I'm free, because when I get paid, I'm going to change. It's going to tell you right now. People who say they get money ain't going to change. They're lying. They are lying. You give me money, I'm going to change. If you ain't down with me then, now, when I ain't got no money, when I get that money, you're going to be left behind the dirt. So come give us now. So this goes out to Wally, Micah, King Vaughn Jr. 720 on Twitter, who for years has done my tweets and everything for me pro bono. I love that guy for there. All I can do is give these guys tickets to when someone's in their town. Okay? That's for any of you guys. If anything's ever in your city and it's a sporting event, let me know. Those who are down, I will get you in the door. That's the people I'm talking to on this panel right now. Something's in Miami, Hugo, and it's one of the teams that we're affiliated with that's in your city, let me know. Same thing for you, KME. If one of them DC teams come to LA, I got you. I promise you. Mm-hmm. Without words, just let me know. Okay, guys? That's the one thing I can offer. I can't offer you money like I need, and that's why guys don't stay around, because I don't have the money to give you, and other people can pay you, or you can go out there and generate your own money, but I can get you in places. All right? So I do thank you guys for staying through all this, and with that, I don't have nothing else to say. Hugo, you got something you want to add? I don't have nothing else to
say. No, man. It's definitely been a great ride for another 10 years, though, Mike. Been what? I've been with your band since KME introduced me to you, like about 8 years ago.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the future. I'm definitely getting back into the fold now. I had a little bit of rough patch dealing with all these scully wags and stuff, but you know, things are on the other end of that now. So I think the future is bright, and I do have a show that I'm doing on another platform that I want to bring over to the BDSIR platform as well. Right now I'm in the preliminary stages of it, but I'll talk to you about that off air, Mike. It's just real good and therapeutic to be able to kind of talk about these issues, whether it be wrestling issues, sports right. issues, whatever, and just kind of get this stuff off your chest. And I appreciate it. I'm not friends with a lot of, like, in my personal life, a lot of wrestling fans. I'm just not. They all grew out of that shit.
Right, right. And that's, you know what, and thanks to he's a man of a lot of words. He may not something now, or he does or not, but Spot Face as well, building Spot Face Promotions. I know we're going to have some things we got coming with you guys in the future what he's doing now. If I can help elevate that somehow or put a light on that, what he's doing as well, we're going to bring to you, especially when I know I just introduced the whole BDSR Network Esports that we're going to bring to you, podcast meeting, meeting esports. That, to me, that's going to revolutionize the podcasting game. And I also thank to that Dice Man for suggesting that. And I just took the ball and just ran. Like, just call me Walter Payton, Dice. I just took your idea and just said, It's like my Mark Zuckerberg. Just because a man comes up with a chair, he doesn't have to pay every man who came up with a chair.
Can we take time to acknowledge in the 10 years the people that's been on the program?
I thought I was doing that. I didn't name the bad ones, and I actually did name a few bad ones, right?
I mean, as far as guests, like the guests we've had, like,
in 10 years,
how many Hall of Famers have been on this line?
How about UFC champions, Tyron Woodley, TJ Dillashaw, Jeremy Rivera from Jersey. Thanks to Champ Creed for all these boxing hookups as well. So, you know, I had, you know, good friends of Antonio Tarver on this program. Deontay Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, been on here 3 times on this program. Ken Shamrock, the Hall of Famer. Let's go. Vicky Guerrero was just on here last year, getting her back before the WrestleMania season. Ray, I know how good I am at Road Dog. So the list just goes on. And I'm going to say this because KME knows it to be the truth. And some of you guys, too, because I want to be said, before there was a Stone Cold podcast, right? He was the first wrestler that people think had his first podcast. He was not. The very first wrestler to have his only first podcast was on BDSR Network, and his name was Ahmed Johnson behind the Iron Curtain. We brought you that. We brought you that. Okay.
Those are facts.
Not Stone Cold, not Ric Flair, not the Jim Ross Report. It was Ahmed Johnson because I had that vision to bring him to radio. That vision is about to take off. Yes, go ahead, Spot.
I do want to say this, man. Like, it's 10 years, bro. Like, you need to sit back, pop a champagne, make another one if you want to.
Four babies.
Ever. Hey, make another one if you want to. It's 10 years. I mean, take a break between the fast lane because it ain't going to be worth watching. Make a new one. Why not?
I'm going to show you the video in a second when I pop this bottle, this beautiful bottle I got. Dice, you know which bottle I'm talking about, that blue one I showed you on top. I'm about to pop that tonight, okay, to celebrate 10 years. But listen, guys, I thank you. We're out of here. Enjoy Fans or Not. Tomorrow when I come home, I will give you my fast lane review. And hopefully you don't tell me that I liked it and you didn't, because I know you guys let me hear it in the comment section. So, again, I thank you all. Shout out to my wife, my mama, who's above me, who gave me the inspiration to do all this. I do this because of you, mama. I really, really do. And I love you. So with that being said, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. We out of here, y'all. Fingers. Hold on.
Your time is up, his time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. Your boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now. The game be won, yeah, his time is now. Your time is up, his time is now. You can't see him, his time is now. The boy Mike Knox, yeah, he's shining now. The game be won, yeah, his time is now.
The best damn show on the radio. The game version one on your speaker, so here we go. Mike Knox, the triple X hardcore host with the most is the explosive, most electrifying coast to coast. Get ready for sports, entertainment, and all that. If you don't like the way brag, you can really fall back. Confidence is what you call that. Every Saturday from 6 to 7, you know that it's on black. World order, belt business, so heavenly. So if you don't like it, you should listen anyway. From wrestling to sports to the movies, you name it. Yo, Mike Knox, the best damn show on the radio.